Moonshadow. Title credit, Cat Stevens. In the soft gray light of yesterday's dusk, clandestine images of my first love softened into my brain like an ethereal mist, and I was transported back into that stream bed of intimacy where weeds never can grow. I remember every detail of him, the soft blonde hair on his tan arms that contrasted with the darker, more assertive hair on his chest and abdomen. He ran his fingers through my long brown curls that were tangled in orange pine needles and played with my dangling turquoise earrings. "You're so beautiful," he mouthed as he kissed me with his V-shaped teeth, saying the words so delicately that they clung to the night air. But not so softly that I didn't hear them, and closed my eyes because such tenderness was almost too much to bear. His warm hands found their way under my blouse and then paused at the top of my white pleated skirt. He implored with his eyes what neither of us could bring ourselves to say. He, a minister's son, and me, a writer even then who had seen much but participated in little. He unzipped his jeans and I flinched as I felt the pressure of him against me. A squirrel bounded out of the underbrush and down to the stream, which was burbling its lullaby to the sky above. Somehow, this mischievous creature broke the tension, and we laughed as I put my hands on the small of his back, guiding him. The dark, which had seemed so cold, now ran hot as sweat besotted our skin like holy water, and it was then that I knew it would be okay. God would look the other way just for tonight, allowing his angels to rest in the tree boughs, because he knew we'd never experience a love this pure again.